Months from now, we will be looking back 100 years to the 11th of the 11th, 1918, when the guns on the Western Front fell silent after more than 4 years of continuous warfare. Listen to the numbers. Nearly 62,000 Australians died. Amazing figures. And the Australian population, male population, was cut in half. It's going to be an extraordinary period of time over the next couple of weeks. There's some incredible documentaries about to be released. I mentioned last night that Peter Jackson, famous Oscar-winning director, has managed to get hold of a whole bunch of footage from the First War, and he's colorized it, but he's done more than that. He's actually taken it back to it's like film from today now. He's used speech interpretation. It's just incredible. And also on Foxtel on their History Channel, 100 Days to Victory. That will air on the 1st of November. And Matt McLaughlin, who, of course, is well known to this program, war historian, has written great books on the Western Front and the First War and on Gallipoli, founder of Battlefield Tours based in Sydney. He'll be in Western Europe on the 11th. He's also part of Foxtel's History Channel November 1 release of 100 Days to Victory. He's on the line. Good to talk to you again.
G'day, Steve.
What do you make of, firstly, the Peter Jackson, They Shall Not Grow Old clip that we've seen so far?
Mate, I haven't been this excited for a war film in a very long time. I think it's going to be absolutely brilliant. I'm quite familiar with a lot of these clips that he's used in this new film, but to see them in this way, to see them in colour, when I first saw it, I thought it was modern footage. I thought it was actors recreating scenes from the war, and I thought, gee, they've done a good job. It's not that at all. It's black and white footage brought to life in colour with sound. It's going to be incredible. I'm very excited, as you can probably tell.
It's an inspired idea to remaster the old footage, colourise it, and we've seen that before. We've seen World War II in colour, but they basically just colourised the old footage. This has been slowed down, improved, but it's the real footage, and then he gets lip readers, of all things, to actually work out what they were saying, because they were silent films, and then get actors to impose the language on the documentary.
Yeah, we've seen this before a couple of times, just in very small examples, the whole idea of a lip reader coming in and telling you what they were saying. And I think that's absolutely fantastic. What a link with the past. It is like stepping into these scenes and travelling back in time. It's just amazing stuff, and I think it's going to be an incredible film when it comes out.
Our own Foxtel, the History Channel, you've been involved with this. This is 100 Days to Victory. Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, this is a really good project to be involved in. It's a cooperative production between the UK, Canada and Australia to tell this really vital story about the last 100 days of the war, which is part of the war we tend to overlook. We really think that the First World War kind of just fizzled out and we don't really talk much about what actually happened. But this last 100 days when we were pushing the Germans back was a huge cooperative effort between all the Allied nations. And now we've come together to make this documentary. So I was really happy to be a part of it and to lend my knowledge to the story and hopefully tell people more about what happened in these closing days of the war, because men were fighting and dying right up until the last seconds of the conflict. So it's extraordinary stuff.
Foxtel started to promote it. It's on November 1. We'll find out exactly what time of the day it is going to go to air. What's going to happen on the Western Front in that period leading up to the 11th?
Well, it's quite an interesting time because it's heading into winter. It's a cold time to be over there. It's not a time that you normally expect lots of tourists to be descending on these sites. But there are going to be a lot of people coming. There's going to be a lot of Australians, a lot of people from the UK, people from all over the world are going to come there to stand on the ground where the war ended. And then, of course, on the 11th, the big ceremony at the Australian National Memorial. And we've had several ceremonies there already over the centenary years, but this is going to be the big one to commemorate the end of the war, the centenary since all this fighting stopped, and to really close this last 4 years of commemoration we've had, beginning with Gallipoli in Anzac Day 2015 and going on since then. So it's going to be an amazing moment to be there. I think it'll be a very wonderful commemorative moment, but I think it will also be quite melancholy that we're farewelling this chapter of history at the end of these centenaries, and we're moving into a whole new period of commemoration.
We worked out that it'll be Sunday here in Australia. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's on a Sunday.
So it'll be, where will you be on the exact time when World War I ended?
I'll be at Villers Bretonneux at the Australian National Memorial. And so that's our main memorial in France to all our missing soldiers. And so I'll be there, and at exactly at 11 a.m. there's a commemorative service going to be held. So I the details of exactly what's going to happen haven't been released yet, but I assume there'll be a 2 minute silence, and we'll be there right at that moment when the guns fell silent on that very spot where the Australian troops
were. You got a tour going with you?
Yeah, we do. I'm taking about 150 people, so it's going to be one of those great experiences to share on the ground. I'm really looking forward to it.
And you've got a special tour coming up, I think, next year in September.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this one. I don't personally get to lead many tours anymore. I've got a great team of historians who do that for me. But I've decided I want to get back amongst it. So next September, I'm going to take what I'm calling my signature tour, which is personally escorted by me. And we're going to go to the Western Front and see all these sites that are really important to me. And I've arranged for special access. It's really going to be a great experience to go and absorb the spirit of the Anzacs on that battlefield. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Anyone who'd like to go along, battlefield tours are based in Manly, but you can look them up online and book that. Matt, you have a great trip over there. Thank you very much for helping us out tonight. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Matt McLaughlin.